我们今天早晨呢，一起来看约翰福音的第二十章。
Today we look at the John chapter 20.
我们呢，之前的经文里面已经看到耶稣基督他的受死。
From previous verses, we saw death of Jesus.
在这复活节呢，快要来临的时候呢，我们一起来再来学习耶稣复活的故事。
Before the Easter, let's study the story of Jesus' resurrection.
我们今天看这个故事呢，我们通过两个线索一起来看。
Let's follow two lines to look at the story today.
主线的故事呢，我们讲了耶稣基督的复活。
The main line is the rising of the Jesus.
这个副线的故事呢，我们一起来看其中一个圣经人物。我们之前很少关注他的信仰的一个成长。
The secondary line is we look at another character in Bible. We normally don't look at him.
Her.
Oh, her. Okay.
我们今天看主线的呢，就是我们平时很多的时候在教会里面，我们讲的是耶稣基督在十字架上替罪人的死。
Normally, we, in many cases, we talk about Jesus died for the sinners.
可能是我们关注点的80%到90%的部分。
We focus on this 80% to 90%.
然后呢，我们只有一少部分的精力呢，我们讲到耶稣基督他的复活。
Then we only spend a little bit focus on the Jesus resurrection.
很多时候给我的感觉呢，好像我们在读一个英雄的故事。
A lot of time, I feel we are reading a story about a hero.
这个英雄呢，他怎么样英勇的跟这个坏人作战？
This hero is fighting the enemies.
最后英勇的牺牲。
And died. And finally, yeah.
结果在这个故事的最后，可能是在这个后记里面。
And at the very end.
In the epilogue.
In the epilogue of the story.
这个作者呢，为了安慰读者说，后来呢，有一个好心人路过战场的时候，发现这个英雄还有一口气，没有死。
So the author tried to comfort the readers. Oh, finally, there's a kind person and found this hero is not dead yet.
把他接回家呢，给他细心的疗养，后来这个人呢又活了过来。
And take him home and take care of him.And finally, the hero, alive again.
给我的感觉呢，好像耶稣基督的复活是给我们这些耶稣的门徒呢一个巨大的安慰而已。
Sometimes I feel this is a comfort for the Christians about the Jesus resurrection.
但事实呢，完全不是这样的。
But in fact, it's the opposite.
从神学的意义上来说，耶稣他在十字架上的死和他后来的复活。如果不是同等重要的，如果不是说复活更重要的话，至少是同等重要的。
In theology, so if the resurrection is not more important, at least it's equally important.
然后我们看这个复线的故事呢，我们今天要看的这个人物呢是抹德拉的玛利亚。
So the secondary line of the story today, we look at the person. He's her name is Mary Magdalene.
我们呢，一起来在开始之前做一个祷告。
Let's pray before we start.
亲爱的阿爸父，主耶稣基督，圣灵保惠师。
Dear Heavenly Father,
我们感谢你赐给我们这样一个美好的清晨。
We thank you to give us a beautiful morning.
你赐给我们这样宝贵的话语。
You give us the precious words.
让我们可以通过这样的话语与你连结。
And through those words, we can connect with you.
让我们真的能够理解你为我们复活这样重大的意义。
Let us understand the meaning of the resurrection.
主啊，我们把以下的时间完全仰望到你的手里面。
Dear Lord, we give the following time to you.
愿你得着一切你配得的赞美和荣耀。
So you will get all the praise you worth it.
求你此时此刻就与我们同在。
Please be with us at this moment.
用圣灵充满我们每一个人，充满这个地方。
Fill this Holy Spirit with this place and with everybody.
是吧？感谢你，孩子们祷告是奉主耶稣的名。
Thank you, Lord. Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们今天讲到的题目呢是当复活的基督呼唤你的名字。
Today the topic is when the risen Christ calling your name.
那么我问你一个问题，在你生命中你有没有经历过很失败很黑暗的时刻？
Let me ask you a question. Have you ever experienced a very dark and feel like failure in your life?
比方说你的身体状况突然出现了很大的问题。
For example, when you have a very serious health problem.
你的事业你的财务状况出现了很大的问题。
And your career and also your financial have suffered a lot.
这个时候你的这个心里的第一反应是什么样的？
What's your first reaction?
我们今天看这个抹大拉的玛利亚，她到了耶稣基督那个坟墓的时候，发现是一个空的坟墓。
When the Mary Magdalene went to the Jesus tomb and found it's empty.
那个时候可能对她来说是人生最黑暗的时刻。
Then that probably is the darkest moment for her.
但事实上呢，神正在做一件新的事情。
In fact, God is doing a brand new things.
那可能是最大的神迹要发生的时候。
Probably that's the biggest miracle happened.
如果耶稣基督他的复活是真的，
If Jesus' resurrection is real,
那么对于我们每个人的生命来说意味着什么？
So what is meaning to everybody's life?
然后我再问大家，你来到教会啊，来到神的面前，耶稣的面前，你是寻找的是什么，还是寻找谁？
So you come to church and come before Lord, are you looking for what or who?
耶稣呢，在今天的经文里面，他问你找谁？
So in today's Bible verses, Jesus asks, who are you looking for?
我们今天的讲道呢，分成三个部分。
Today we have three parts for today's sermon.
第一部分呢是从黑暗到哀伤。
The first part is from darkness to honest grief.
第二部分呢是从证据到信心。
The second part is from the evidence to formed faith.
第三部分呢是从被呼唤到被差遣。
The third part is from being called to being sent.
我们一起来读第一节。
Let's read the first verse.
七日的第一日清早，天还黑的时候，抹大拉的玛利亚来到坟墓那里，看见石头从坟墓挪开了。
Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone has been removed from the entrance.
我们说到玛利亚，我们第一个想到的会是谁？
When we talk aboutMary, the first we think about, who we first think about it?
我们想到的是耶稣的肉身的母亲妈妈。
We thought it's Jesus' mother.
玛利亚这个名字呢，在以色列人中呢，是一个比较常见的女性的名字。
Mary is a very common name around Israel.
但是这里的玛利亚呢，并不是耶稣的母亲。
But this Mary is not mother of Jesus.
她的家乡呢是在抹大拉这个地方，所以呢，圣经里面提到她呢，总是特别强调她是抹大拉的玛利亚。
This Mary is from Magdalene, is a place.
抹大拉呢是离耶稣的这个家乡比较近的一个地方。
Magdalene is very close to Jesus' hometown.
圣经里面呢提到抹大拉玛利亚的时候呢，曾经告诉我们，耶稣曾经从她的身上赶出过七个鬼。
When Bible mentioned about the Mary Magdalene is Jesus chased away seven ghosts from her, seven evil spirits from her.
我们不知道他之前的人生是什么样的，但是他肯定经历了一个非常巨大的这样的一个生命的转折。
We don't know the previous history about her, but we know she probably have a very big turning point in her life.
后来呢？在提到耶稣基督的门徒，提到十二使徒的时候呢，之后总是会说有几位妇女也是这个跟着耶稣一起生活，一起事工的，其中呢最有名的就是这个抹大拉的玛利亚。
So after that, when Bible mentioned about Jesus' disciple and co-worker with him, so they always mentioned there are several women also follow them.And the most important person is Mary, Madeline.
我们在前面的约翰福音的经文里面看到呢，当耶稣基督被鞭打、被钉十字架的时候，其他的男性的门徒可能很多都逃走了，但是有几位女性的门徒，包括抹大拉的玛利亚，是站在十字架的下面，一直陪伴着耶稣的。
From a previous verses of John, in the Bible, and so when Jesus suffered, and a lot of disciple, a lot of male disciple escaped from the scene, and but only a few women always follow Jesus.
这里呢，特别强调是第七日的，七日的第一个早晨。
Here they emphasize is the first day of the week.
因为我们知道耶稣基督这个死被安葬的时候呢，是在这个安息日，而且是在这个逾越节那个开始之前。
So we know when Jesus died is the day of the Sabbath. And also is before, right before the Passover.
然后等到这个安息日复活节，不是复活节，说错了，逾越节过了以后呢，在第一时刻，抹大拉的玛利亚她第一个来到坟墓那里。
After Passover, Mary Magdalene is the first person came to the tomb.
她是第一个见证这个坟墓是空了的证人。
She's the first witness, the empty tomb.
有人说，这会不会是基督徒写下来的这样一个虚假的证词，是要证明耶稣已经复活了？
So maybe it's a false story, and from Christians and to prove Jesus.Resurrection.
如果是一个虚假的叙事的话，不会让这个证人是一个女性的身份出现。
If it's a false evidence, and they probably won't use woman as the witness.
因为在古代社会里面，特别是在这个古代的犹太人的文化里面，女性的证词是不被采信的。
Because in the ancient time, especially in the Jewish culture, women's the testimony, it won't be used as evidence.
在犹太人的法庭里面，女性是不可以作为证人出现。
In the Jewish court, women can be as a witness.
但是这个玛利亚呢，她是第一个去到坟墓那里，而且这里说天还黑的时候。
But Mary is the first one went to the tomb and when it's still dark.
这个黑暗的不光是天色是黑暗的，他的内心的状况也是黑暗的。
So the darkness not only about the time, also describe her in her heart.
他来到坟墓那里呢，那个犹太人的坟墓不像中国人过去的坟墓呢，就是在土地上挖一个坑，然后这样埋葬，而是在这个石头的山体的这个侧面呢，会挖一个洞，啊，把人安放在里面。通常的那个墓室呢，特别是富人的墓室，还是比较空间，有一些空间的。
So in the ancient time, Jewish tomb is they use the mountain and dug a cave and have a stone to block the entrance.Unlike the Chinese tomb is dig a hole on the earth and put people there.
而且呢，会用一个很大的、很重的一个圆盘形的石头呢，堵住这个洞口。
There's a big and heavy round-shaped stone to block the entrance.
然后，抹大拉的玛利亚她看到了这个洞口的石头被挪开了。
Mary Magdalene saw the stone from the entrance got removed.
她的第一反应是什么？
What is her first reaction?
不是喜悦，
not pleasure,
而是非常的悲伤。
And is a deep grief.
她第一个这个能够解释这个事情的这个方法呢，就是说有人把主从坟墓里挪走了。
Her first explanation is someone removed the Lord from the tomb.
他就跑去呢见西门彼得和耶稣所爱的那个门徒。
So he went to see Simon Peter and the other disciple.
这里呢，说耶稣所爱的那个门徒是指的哪一位门徒呢？
So the other disciple, the one Jesus loved, means which one?
啊，应该是约翰。约翰在整本这个约翰福音里面呢，没有提他的名字。
Should be John. In the whole book of John, John never mentioned his own name.
他通常呢都是很谦卑的说是耶稣所爱的那个门徒，或者直接说是那个门徒。
Normally, he's very humbly say, the disciple Jesus loved, or that disciple.
玛利亚呢，她看到这样一个空的坟墓，她第一反应呢是非常消极的，非常负面的。
So he was very passive when she saw this happen.
这个在后面的十一节呢，这里玛利亚是站在坟墓外面哭。哭的时候呢，低头往里面看。
In verse 11, and Mary stood outside, and outside the tomb crying. And while she's wiping, he bent over to look into the tomb.
我们的人生呢，不断的会发生很多状况。
There's many situations in our life.
当这个新的状况发生的时候，我们通常第一反应是糟糕、倒霉，怎么又是这样？
When new situation came up, and we normally our first response, oh, we're so unlucky.
但是我们很少会想，哎，神是不是在做一件新的事情？
But in few cases, we thought this way, oh, maybe God is doing a new things.
神会不会用这样一个状况，要带给我们新的改变？
Maybe Jesus used this moment to bring us a new change.
有可能、啊、发生了这样的状况，反倒是神要给我们巨大祝福的一个开始。
Maybe that moment, God gave us a great blessing.
到了后来呢，这个天使在那个抹大拉玛利亚在坟墓里面看见有两位天使，这天使对他说：“妇人，你为什么哭？”
Mary saw two angels in Jesus' tomb, and angel asked her, "Woman, why you are crying?"
她说，因为有人把我主挪了去，我不知道放在哪里。
They have taken my Lord away, she said, and I don't know where they have to put him.
所以，抹大拉的玛利亚在那里一直哭，她对于这个空坟墓的解释就是完全是负面和消极的。
So,Mary Magdalene was crying, and his explanation to this empty tomb is really passive.
在你的人生里面，你遇到一些这个困难，遇到一些挫折，甚至是遇到一些黑暗的时刻，你会不会像他一样，你的解释，你的理解完全是负面和消极的？
So in your life, when you see the situation, when you go through the difficulties, and when you go through the dark time, so are you going to be the same as her to explain, to think it very passive and negatively?
然后我们呢，今天第二个部分就是从证据到信心。
The second part is from the evidence to formed faith.
我们一起来读三到四节。
Let's read the verse 3-4.
彼得和那门徒就出来往坟墓那里去，两个人同跑，那门徒比彼得跑得更快，先到了坟墓。
So Peter and the other disciple start for the tomb. Both were running, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first.
大家读圣经的时候会觉得圣经很枯燥吗？
When we read the Bible, do we feel Bible is kind of dry and boring?
我读圣经的时候觉得是很有意思的。
When I read the Bible, I feel it's really interesting.
这个故事里面的画面是那样的这个鲜明。
And the story, description is so vivid.
每个人物他的性格特征呢又是非常的立体。
And every character, every people in the Bible is so three-dimensional.
我们前面说，约翰这个约翰福音的作者，他是这样的谦卑，他整本圣经都没有提自己的名字。
And John, the author of the book of John, and he's so humble, he never mentioned his own name.
但是这个地方呢，也有他可爱的一面。
And here, there is a lovely part of him.
他一定要写下来告诉两千年后的读者，他比彼得跑得快。
And he tried to tell the people, tell us, the reader, 2,000 years later, he outrun Peter.
让我想起我四岁的儿子。
Remind me my four-year-old son.
每天这个吃饭之前要洗手，你跟他怎么讲？这个手上有细菌，吃了以后，吃到肚子里以后要生病，他是没有什么行动的。
So we told him, so you have to wash your hand before meal because there's bacteria on your hand.
但是我会说，看谁跑得快。
But if we say let's run fast.
他就第一个冲出去，然后手脚并用的爬上楼梯到那个洗手间去洗手。
He's one first run out and run up to the upstairs and to the bathroom to wash his hand.
每次赢了我之后呢，他会很骄傲地问：“爸爸，我跑得快吗？”
Every time he won, and he always asked me, "Dad, do I run fast?"
所以我挑战大家，在你读圣经的时候，你去享受圣经那个经文里面那些有趣的、可爱的部分。
So I will challenge everyone when you read the Bible, let's enjoy the interesting story of the Bible.
然后这个约翰呢，跑到那里，我们一起来读第五节。
Let's read the verse 5.
低头往里看，就见细麻布还放在那里，只是没有进去。
This is about John. So verse 5. He bent over and looked at the strip of the linen.Laying there, but did not get in.
这个犹太人他们的丧葬的习俗呢，是这个尸体要用这个细麻布呢，一圈一圈的这样缠起来。
So Jewish custom when prepare the body for a funeral is they use linen to wrap the body many layers.
这个有点像。埃及的木乃伊只是没有做尸体防腐的处理。
It's kind of like similar to the Egyptian, the mummy, but they never really put preservative in the body.
那么约翰到了这个洞口呢，往里面看，看见细麻布呢是放在那里的，他没有进去。
John, before enter the tomb, he saw.The linen was laying there, but he didn't get in.
他有点犹豫了。
He's hesitant.
一起来读第六节。
Let's read verse 6.
西门彼得随后也到了，进坟墓里去，就看见细麻布还放在那里。
Then Simon Peter came along behind him and went straight into the tomb. He saw the strip of the linen laying there.
西门彼得跑得慢，但是他到了以后呢，他就直接进去了，没有犹豫。
Simon Peter ran a little bit slower, and but he when he got there, but he entered the tomb without hesitation.
这完全符合我们之前了解的。彼得的性格特征。
So this is really consistent with Peter's character we knew along.
This is a classic Peter.
This is a classic Peter.
那么，这个彼得进去以后也是看见细麻布还放在那里，而且我们从别的经文的地方去看呢，这个地方细麻布呢，并不是很凌乱的堆在那里，而是之前缠绕尸体的那个状况。放在那里，只是尸体不见了。
So Peter saw the linen laying there, and is the linen was still laying the same shape and as it's still wrapped around the body, but the body disappeared.
一起来读第七节。
Read the verse 7.
又看见耶稣的裹头巾没有和细麻布放在一处，是另在一处卷着。
As well as.The cloth that has been wrapped around Jesus' head, the cloth was still laying in its place, separate from the linen.
这个呢，不是说是像是有人把尸体偷走，然后呢，把这个 把这个裹尸的这样的亵麻布好像是要剪断或者是解开，然后凌乱的堆在那里，而是很整齐的，就是摆在原来的地方。
So this is not like somebody removed the body and unwrapped the linen or cut off the linen and randomly put it away. But they can see the linen still laying the same way as a wrap around the body.
我们再来看第八节。先到坟墓的那门徒也进去。看见就信了。
Verse 7, finally the other disciple who had reached the tomb first also went inside. He saw and believed.
约翰在这里呢再次提醒我们他比彼得跑得快。
And John, second time remind us, he's running faster than Peter.
然后呢在这里他看见这样一个空的坟墓，看见那个细麻布还像原来的那个样子摆在那里，只是尸体不见了，他就信了。
So, when he saw the empty tomb and believed.
他信的是什么？
What he believed.
那么第九节呢，在这里圣经特别又解释了一下，说因为他们还不明白圣经的意思，就是耶稣必须从死里复活。
In verse 9, it's further explained, Jesus had rise from the dead.
这个在新约圣经还没有这个写下来的这个完成正典的时候呢，这里说的圣经指的就是犹太人的旧约圣经。
So before New Testament was written, here they mention about scripture is the Old Testament of Jews.
在旧约圣经里面的好多个地方预言弥赛亚要来，而且呢还要复活。
So in many places in the Old Testament, they mention Messiah is coming and rise.From the dead.
那么约翰他的信心可能是非常有限的。
And John perhaps had very limited faith.
他看见像一个空坟墓，看见那个细麻布还摆在那里，但是主的身体不见了，他可能不完全明白到底是怎么回事。
When he saw the empty tomb and saw the linen laying there and without Jesus, and he probably...didn't really understand what happening.
但是这个时候呢，圣经讲看见就信了，这个就信了是非常重要的。
But at this moment, when Bible say saw and believed is very important.
很多时候我们说我要百分之百理解这件事情，我才能够信。
Many times we say, oh, we need to understand this thing 100% thoroughly, and we will believe.
但是绝大多数的情况下，我们没有机会完全的理解一件事情。但是我们需要有信心先走在这个百分之百的理解的前面。
But many cases we have no way to understand 100%, but we will have faith before the understanding.
在这个另外一处经文呢，路加福音24:26，这里说基督这样受害又进入他的荣耀，岂不是应当的吗？
In Luke 20, chapter 24 and verse 26, andDid not the Messiah have to suffer these things and then enter his glory?
那么我想在这里再讲一下耶稣的死和复活在属灵的意义上它的重要性是怎么样的。
So in spiritual meanings, I want to talk about Christ's death and the resurrection.
耶稣的死是非常重要的。
So,Jesus died. Jesus' death is very important.
但是呢，他的复活是不能够被轻忽的。
And his resurrection is cannot be lightly mentioned.
至少是跟耶稣的死是同等重要的。
At least it's equally important.
那么我们来看看耶稣他为罪人死的意义是什么。
So let's look at the meaning of the death.
他是替罪人呢付上了这样的代价。
So he 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 paid the is a payment for the sin.
而且他满足了神的公义。
And satisfy God's justice.
他有这个赎罪的功效。
And also have the redemptive effect.
但是复活又有什么样的意义呢？
What's the meaning of the resurrection?
他证实了这个救恩是完成了的。
Confirm the salvation's completion.
耶稣的复活呢，战胜了死亡的权势。
Is victory over death.
那么他是我们这些罪人得以称义的确据。
Also the resurrection is assurance of the justification.
如果圣经讲到耶稣的故事，福音书停在了耶稣在十字架上他的死的那一刹那。
So if in Bible, when Bible stop at the Jesus die on the cross,
我们的信仰就是一个死的信仰。
Our belief is a dead faith.
我们就是每天生活在这样的、完全的失败中的感觉。
We live in the failure every day.
但是耶稣基督他的复活让我们的信仰可以变成一个对于永生有盼望的信仰。
So the Jesus resurrection and make our belief with hope. Okay.
是要常常喜乐的这样一个信仰。
And is the everlasting joy.
然后我们再来看呢，第十节，于是两个门徒回自己的住处去了。
Let's look at the verse 10. Then the disciple went back to where they were staying.
我们今天呢，特别要看的这个圣经人物呢，并不是这两个很有名的门徒。
So we look at the character in Bible is not the most famous character.
我们要看的呢，是抹大拉的玛利亚。
We look at Mary Magdalene.
我们来到今天讲到的第三个部分，就是从被呼唤到被差遣。
So this is the third part of the sermon, from being called to being sent.
第十四节我们一起来读。
So it's verse 14.
说了这话，就转过身来，看见耶稣站在那里，却不知道是耶稣。
At this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not realize that it was Jesus.
前面的经文呢，是讲在耶稣基督原来放他的身体的那个地方呢，头脚各坐着一个天使。
The previous verse then we read is about when Jesus' body used to lay in there, she saw two angels, one sitting at the head, one sitting at the feet.
那么这两个天使呢就问玛利亚说，你为什么哭？
Then these two angels ask Mary Magdalene, and why you are crying?
然后到这节经文呢，这个玛利亚说，她就转过身来看见耶稣站在那里，可能是在她侧面或者是身后。
So when Mary turned around, she saw Jesus standing there, probably on the side of her or behind her.
我读这个早期教父写的注释书的时候呢，觉得特别有意思。
When I read the old explanation on the Bible,
有的早期教父呢来解释为什么他突然会转身看到后面。
They try to explain why she turned around and look at the back.
这个解释说呢，这两个天使在跟玛利亚对话的时候，可能在暗示。
So the explanation maybe the angel.When angel talked to Mary, maybe they point to the behind.
然后呢，玛利亚就转过来看，哦，但是她没有认出来是耶稣。
But Mary turned around and saw someone, but didn't recognize is Jesus.
她为什么没有认出来是耶稣？
Why she didn't recognize is Jesus?
首先，她可能没有想到耶稣会复活。
So first, because she never thought about Jesus will resurrect.
他对这个空坟墓的这个事情呢，他的理解完全是负面消极的。
Her understanding about the empty tomb is really passive and negative.
他没有想到这个是有史以来最伟大、最积极的事情。
So she never realized this is the greatest thing ever.
有的这个神学家的分析，他可能那个时候哭得太厉害，眼泪已经把这个视线模糊了。
And some people think maybe at that time she cried so hard, her eyes are filled of tear, then she can't see clearly.
而且呢，有的神学家呢分析，耶稣这个时候他复活之后的身体，可能跟之前是有一些不太一样的。
So maybe some people say maybe at this moment the Jesus image it looked different from when he was alive.
但是这个时候呢，玛利亚她没有认出来是耶稣。
But at this moment, Mary didn't recognize it's Jesus.
然后耶稣问她说：“妇人，为什么哭
？”And Jesus asked him, "Woman, why are you crying?"
这个玛利亚她那样的悲伤。他遇到这样一个空坟墓的事情，他的解释是那样的负面。然后耶稣问：“你为什么哭
？”And Mary was so sad and in deep grief, and all his explanation is so passive and negative. And at this moment, Jesus asked him, "Woman, ask her, woman, why are you crying?"
耶稣很多时候他不会直接给我们一个答案。
Many times Jesus will not tell us the answer directly.
很多时候呢，耶稣他会先问我们一个问题。
Many times Jesus will ask us a question.
那这个问题呢，经过我们的思考，经过我们的大脑，我们才有可能去理解的更深刻。
Then we think about this question and thoroughly, and we understand deeper.
耶稣问的第一个问题是：遇到这样情境的时候，你为什么哭？你为什么你的这个理解是这样消极和负面的
？And the first question Jesus asks.In this situation, why are you crying? Why your understanding is so negative and passive?
然后第二个问题是你找谁
？And second question is who are you looking for?
就像我在开始讲道之前问大家的问题，你来到教会，来到我们的信仰里面，你是在找什么，还是要找谁
？Like the first question I ask, when you come to the church.Are you looking for what or looking for who?
有的时候我们来说，我们来到教会，我们可能想要神的祝福。
So many times we come to the church looking for blessing.
可能希望有好的工作。
And hoping for a good job.
可能有希望神祝福有好的收入。
And looking for a good finance.
可能希望神给我们很好的家庭的关系。
And hope God will give us a good relationship for the family.
可能想要让神来祝福我们的健康
，and ask for good health from God's blessing.
这些都是没有错的。
All this is reasonable.
这些都是神愿意要给我们的。
And all this is God willing to give to us.
但是这个不是我们来到信仰中我们追寻的那个最核心、最关键的。
But this is not important. Not the core.Then we are looking for to come to church.
我们最需要去寻找的是耶稣问你找谁呢？是耶稣他自己。
The most important we come to church, we're looking for, like the question Jesus asks, "Who are you looking for?" Is we are looking for Jesus Christ.
很多时候，耶稣呢，先要问我们一个问题，最后呢，才会给我们一个更深刻的答案，让我们的属灵的生命呢，有。更进阶的成长。
Jesus asked a question before giving a deeper answer and gave us a room to grow.
这个玛利亚以为，我们一起来读十五节，这个下半节。玛利亚以为是看园的，就对他说：“先生，若是你把他移了去，请告诉我你把他放在哪里，我便去取他。”
Let's read the verse 15, second part.Thinking he was gardener, she said, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will get him."
玛利亚跟耶稣的经历是非常的真实的。
And Jesus had the experience with Jesus. Mary have experience with Jesus is real.
圣经呢提到，耶稣呢从他身上赶出七个鬼。
In the previous verse, book, Jesus chased away seven evil spirits from her body.
那么我们不知道他之前被鬼附的时候那个生活的状况是什么样子。
We don't know, what she lived like before when ghosts still within her.
应该是非常凄惨，非常痛苦的。
Maybe it's really miserable and painful.
当耶稣医治她之后呢，她从那以后就形影不离地跟随着耶稣一起生活，一起施工。
After Jesus healed her, she followed Jesus and worked with Jesus and lived with Jesus.
虽然她没有被列在十二个门徒中间，但是呢，她是作为姊妹来说，她是一个很重要的耶稣基督的门徒。
Even she wasn't one of the 12 disciples, but as a woman, she's very important follower of Jesus.
当其他的男性的门徒呢都四散逃跑了，她还是一直在十字架的下面去陪伴耶稣。
When all the male disciples run away, and she's one accompany Jesus under the cross.
当耶稣呢被安葬的时候，我相信在那个过程里面，她也是一直是陪伴着的。
When they lay Jesus in the tomb, I believe she's one always there.
后来因为这个安息日和逾越节的原因呢，她必须要回去守安息日。
Because of the Sabbath and the Passover, she need to go back to observe those.
安息日结束呢，天还没有亮，还暗着的时候，她第一时间，她来到了耶稣基督的坟墓前面。
After Sabbath.And she's the first one came to Jesus' tomb when it's still dark.
结果她看见的是一个空着的坟墓。
She saw empty tomb.
她的第一个反应是更加的忧伤。
Her first reaction is very, very sad.
连耶稣呢向她显现，她都没有认出来。她说：“先生，她以为是园丁。若是你把她移去了，请告诉我。”你把它放在哪里，我便去取它。
When Jesus appeared to her, she didn't even recognize him, and she thought it was gardener, and she told him, "If you carry him away, please tell me where he is. I will come to get him."
然后呢，我们接下去要看的经文呢，是耶稣呼唤他的名字。
Then we look at the verse, and Jesus called his name.
在这个约翰福音别的地方呢讲。看门的就给他开门，羊也听他的声音，他按着名叫自己的羊，把羊领出来。
In John chapter 10, verse 3, the gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He called his own sheep by name and leads them out.
我们先来读第十六节，我们读两遍。第一遍呢，我们读玛利亚，第二遍的时候把这个名字换成你的名字，好吗？
So let's read the chapter 20, verse 16. We read twice. The first time we read as Mary. The second time we replace the Mary with our own name.
耶稣说玛利亚，玛利亚就转过来用希伯来话对他说拉波尼。
Jesus said to her, Mary, she turned towards him and crying out in Aramaic,Rabboni.
耶稣说利民，利民就转过来用希伯来话对他说拉伯尼。
Jesus said to her, Home. She would turn towards him and carry out the Aramaic. Rabboni.
在你人生最黑暗的时候，在你的信仰最受到挑战的时候，这时候突然耶稣呼唤你的名字。
When you are in the darkest moment and the most challenging moment in your life, and Jesus suddenly calls your name.
然后呢，约翰在这里呢，特别他是这个引用了当时玛利亚亲口说的话，这个不是翻译成希腊文的，而是用了当时这个以色列人他们生活中讲的这个亚兰文。他说拉波尼。
So in Bible they use the real situation at that moment, and Jewish use they don't speak Greek, they speak Aramaic, and they use that word exactly words called Rabboni.
如果我们这个看这个直译的话，这个在中文里面翻译成拉比。
If we see the direct translation in Chinese, it's a Rabbi.
拉比呢？ 不光是老师，而且是人生导师，是宗教领袖那样的一种感觉。
Rami not only the teacher, also is a religious leader and a mentor.
这个是玛利亚，她在这三年多的时间里面，每一天喊耶稣的这样的一个称呼。
So this in the three years, Mary called Jesus Rabboni.
这样一个老师是亲自的医治他，把七个鬼从他身上赶出去的老师。
This teacher and mentor is heal him and chase away seven ghosts from her body.
是用他的这个言行去不断的教导他，去亲近神，去了解神的计划的这样一个老师。
And continue to teach her use his own behavior to.
也是玛利亚，她亲眼看见这个老师怎么被鞭打，怎么样受上十字架受死的。
Also, Mary saw this teacher, saw use her own eyes, saw the teacher was suffering on the cross.
但是对于玛利亚来说，这个老师不光是死了，而且连尸体都被别人偷走了。
And to Mary, this teacher and mentor not only died himself, and also his body was stolen.
这个过程中呢，他一直在哭。
And in the whole time, she was crying nonstop.
然后呢，这时候耶稣对他说：“玛利亚。”
At this moment, Jesus telling her, Mary.
然后呢，玛利亚呢，就突然一下认出了耶稣，而且呢，我们看英文在这里翻译，他是 cried out， 他是一下那个情绪就被释放出来的，他这个哭着喊着，然后说：“老师。”
And Mary all of a sudden recognized Jesus and crying out. That means she's kind of burst in tear and called.
我想在我的，过往的人生里面，我也经历过这个低谷，经历过黑暗的时刻。
In my past experience, I also went through the dark and the low point.
可能伤心失望。
And sorrow and disappointment.
可能我对那个所发生的状况的理解完全是负面和消极的。
And my understanding to the situation is very negative and passive.
但是在那一个刹那，耶稣喊我的名字。
But at that moment, when Jesus called my name,
我知道耶稣他是复活的主。
I know Jesus is the Lord of resurrection.
他是打败了死亡权势和罪的权势的主。
He's the Lord defeat the death, the power of death.
那个时候我们的情绪可能一下子就被释放出来。
At that moment, our emotion got released all of suddenly.
所以为什么我在这节经文里希望大家你读的时候可以把你的名字替换玛利亚的名字把你带进去。
That's why in this verse, I want you to replace your name,replace Mary's name with your own name.
在我们的人生的不同的阶段，可能会遇到很多挑战，甚至是黑暗的时刻。
In our life, there's many places, many cases we will go through challenges.
有的时候我们在签证的过程里面遇到很大的挑战，我们的身份遇到很大的问题。
Many times we will go through a challenge.
有的时候我们身体的状况，健康的状况遇到很大的挑战和问题。
Health problem.
有的时候我们跟人的别人的关系出现很大的问题，我们感觉到孤单无助。
And many times we have problem with others' relationship, we feel lonely.
很多时候我们在教会，我们在忠心的服侍，但是却不被别人理解，被别人批评。
Many times we serve the church, but don't get understand by people.
这时候耶稣呼唤你的名字，这不是责备，而是一个复活生命的邀请。
At this time, when Jesus called your name, it's not scolding, but it's an invitation for resurrection life.
20:17，这里说，耶稣说，不要摸我，因为我还没有升上去见我的父。
Verse 17, Jesus said, don't hold on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father.
这个地方我们不知道，神学家呢也在讨论。
Here we don't really understand, but also all the theology, also discuss about this.
为什么这时候耶稣说他这个复活的身体，请不要先不要摸他
？Why Jesus say don't hold on to me and I haven't?
但是后来呢，像别的门徒显现的时候，特别是像这个多疑的多马显现的时候，耶稣说：“你们来摸我，我是有骨有肉的。”
But later on, when Thomas, when he want to show Thomas come to touch me, so I still have my flesh.
然后呢，十七节他继续说，这是对抹大拉的玛利亚说：“你往我弟兄那里去，告诉他们说，我要升上去见我的父，也是你们的父；见我的神，也是你们的神。”
In verse 17, he told Mary Magdalene, "Go instead to my brothers and tell them I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God."
所以耶稣他呼召去差遣第一个人去向别人见证去宣告他的复活的是一位姊妹，是抹大拉的玛利亚。
So Jesus calling Mary Magdalene to send is a sister to send her.
我们看到这位姊妹，她的属灵的生命在这短短的几个小时里面有很大的成长。
We saw Mary's spiritual life grow a lot in the few hours.
一开始她对这个空坟墓她的理解完全是消极负面的，她觉得那是最黑暗的时刻。
At first, her understanding to the empty tomb is very negative and passive. It was her darkest moment.
然后呢，天使也在问他，这个耶稣也问他，你为什么哭啊
？And then angels and Jesus ask her why you're crying.
这其实是神在做一件全新的事情，而且是一件最美好的事情。
At this moment, Jesus is doing a brand new things, and it's the most beautiful things.
到了第十八节呢，抹大拉的玛利亚，她被耶稣去差遣，去宣告耶稣的复活。十八节，我们一起来读：抹大拉的玛利亚就去告诉门徒说：“我已经看见了主。”他又将主对他说的这话告诉他们。
John chapter 20, verse 18. Mary Magdalene went to the disciple with the news.I have seen the Lord, and she told them that he had said these things to her.
那么，就像我前面说的，如果说这是一个虚假的叙事，要证明耶稣的复活，是不会选择一个女性来做这个主要证人。
Like I mentioned earlier, if this is a false story, and they won't choose the woman to be a witness.
那么，玛利亚，她从那样一个忧伤一个软弱的状况里面，他被主耶稣去呼召，而且被差遣，他就去大胆的做见证。
So Mary Magdalene is from that moment of very weak and sorrow and to be sent by Jesus to be a witness.
在你人生里面，你最软弱、最黑暗的时刻是什么样
？In your life, what's the darkest moment and what's the weakest moment?
你在你这个泪水里面，在你的哭的时候，你有没有听到耶稣呼唤你的名字
？In your tear when you're crying, did you hear Jesus calling your name?
耶稣不是一个失败的主。
Jesus is not a Lord of failure.
他不是一个死了就一了百了的主。
He's not a forever dead.
他是复活的主，他是得胜的主。
He's a victory Lord and Lord of victory and a Lord of resurrection.
当复活的主呼唤你的名字，你就与他的复活和得胜联合了。
When the Lord of Victory and Resurrection calling your name, you resurrect with him.
我们就要从我们的泪水和软弱中，这个站起来，然后被差遣去为主做见证。
We stand up from our weak moment and tear and to be with him.
我们来总结一下今天学习到的功课。
Let's summarize what we learned.
首先，我们学到了神允许我们在还没有懂的时候，带着眼泪来到空的坟墓。
God let us come to the tomb in tear and confusion.
然后呢，他也是用空坟墓和圣经这个必须如此这样的福音来塑造我们的信心。
He shapes our faith through the empty tomb and the gospel, mass scripture.
我们看到一个人的信心是可以从怎样软弱的一个情况，逐步的神带领去成长起来。
We saw a person's faith from the weakest moment and then become stronger.
而且耶稣呢，他按照我们的名字呼唤我们。
And Jesus called our name and gave us new identity.
给我们一个新的身份，是跟复活的主联合在一起的身份。
Give us a new identity to be united with the rising Lord.
再差我们去活出我已经看见了主这样的信息。这个信息呢，不光是我们嘴说出来的，而且从我们每日的生活的生命里面、生活里面是可以彰显出来的。
Give us the faith we saw, Lord.
我们一起来背诵这节经文。
Let's memorize verse.
我们读约翰福音二十章十六节，我们读三遍，三遍之后有考试。
Chapter 20 and verse 16, we read three times. After that, we have a quiz.
我喜欢的把自己的名字替换进去，如果你愿意的话，也可以这样。
I like to replace my name with Mary, and if you want to do it, and please do so.
我们先按照玛利亚来读三遍，之后我们再来替换。
So let's read with Mary, and for three times, then we replace with your own name.
耶稣说：“玛利亚，玛利亚就转过来，用希伯来话对他说：‘拉伯尼。’
Jesus said to her, Mary. She turned towards him and cried out in Aramaic, "Rabboni."
耶稣说：‘玛利亚，玛利亚就转过来，用希伯来话对他说：‘拉伯尼。’
Jesus said to her, Mary. She turned towards him and cried out in Aramaic, "Rabboni."
耶稣说：“玛利亚，玛利亚就转过来，用希伯来话对他说：‘拉伯尼。’
Jesus said to her, Mary. She turned towards him and cried out in Aramaic, "Rabboni."
请你用你的名字来替换玛利亚，然后向旁边的人来背诵这节经文。
Please replace Mary with your name and turn to you.Turn to someone next to you and to recite.
大家背得很快。
So everybody memorized pretty fast.
我们一起来做一个结束的祷告。
Let's do an ending prayer.
亲爱的阿爸父，主耶稣基督圣灵保惠师。
Dear Lord,
我们感谢你，你不光为我们死，你也为我们复活。
We thank you not only die for us, but also resurrect for us.
主啊，你降生在马槽里，你成为神与人唯一的连接点。
So you born in the stable and become the only connection point between people and God.
你原本是无罪的，你却与所有的罪人联合。
You are sinless, but you are united with all the sinners.
你带着我们一同与你死亡，也一同与你复活。
You take us to die with you and resurrect with you.
主啊，你给我们盼望，给我们喜乐。
And you give us hope and give us pleasure.
让我们知道你不是死的主，你是活的主。
Let us know you're not Lord of death, but you're Lord of the resurrection.
你不是失败的主，你是得胜的主。
You are not Lord of the failure, but you're Lord of victory.
让我们一起与你得胜，一起每日生活在这样的得胜的信心和喜悦中。
Let us be victory with you and live in this victory daily life.
主啊，感谢你，孩子们祷告是奉主耶稣的名。
And thank you, we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.